Hi, everyone. Welcome to Domain Sherpa. Thank you for tuning in to the podcast with the best domain name and digital asset content in the world. Today's episode is a Domain Sherpa review titled Talk That Ish, where we have Ish Millie on the show for the first time, along with Shane and Drew. We talk about Ish's journey in the domain space and what he's gone through and done to find success in the industry. And then we play the domain game featuring care.net, eastfield.com, nouns.org, and 3252.com. And then we've got the Name Jack and a Jet segments. Sponsored by NameJet, and we talk about some domains coming up for auction, including heartscience.com, aquafarming.com, sportstherapy.com, and seniors.org. And then we talk about Ish's upcoming domain conference, which is Domainer Expo, which is happening soon in Las Vegas. So go to domainerexpo.com and find out more about that. And remember, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you can also watch the video version at domainsherpa.com and on our YouTube channel at ds.tv. You can also listen to the shows on Apple and Spotify and other podcast platforms as well. So please make sure to hit the like button, the subscribe button, and all that good stuff everywhere that you can and help Domain Sherpa grow the pod. We also integrate our shows with Muse.ai, which provides search functionality for the shows and transcripts as well. So definitely check all that out. And big shout out to DNWE, short for Domain Name Wholesale Exchange. It's a trading platform designed specifically for domain investors, streamlining the process of buying and selling domain names to make it quicker and easier. With a community of over 3,500 investors, DNWE enhances market liquidity, facilitates more efficient transactions with standard domain listings, reverse auctions, standard auctions, and soon to be added portfolio auctions, which will include traffic portfolios. DNWE is part of EW3N, a family-run digital asset investment company based in London, England, that also operates domainmanage.com, which is a global sales platform, and brandable.uk, which is a marketplace for UK and co.uk domain names. And shout out to our own business, Media Options, the number one domain brokerage in the world. Find out more at mediaoptions.com, where you can also sign up for our newsletter for the best domain names and domain opportunities available in the market every week, and also featuring key insights and other helpful information related to branding, naming, and domain investing. All right, with that, it's now time to get into this episode of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains, where we're going to talk that ish. What's up, Sherpa Network? Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Jonathan Tenenbaum, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. J-On, a.k.a. Sherpa Winfrey, host and producer of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Today's show is a Domain Sherpa review, where we get into the minds of successful domain investors using real examples to learn strategies and tactics to become more successful domain name investors ourselves. These are the experts, the OGs. Four segments to a Domain Sherpa review. We've got the grand opening. That's where I intro the Sherpas. Hit them with some AKA, see what's going on with them, talk about some related things, some unrelated things. Then we've got the domain game. That's where we hear about the Sherpas recently bought or sold. Everybody guesses on the price. We keep scoring eventually, someday, some way, somehow, get some swag to the winner. Then we got NameJet Gonna Jet, sponsored by our friends at NameJet. We review a list of domains coming up for auction, see what the Sherpas like and what they don't like. And last but not least, we got grand closing, where we'll discuss anything we haven't covered already, what's going on in the domain space, looking at the market trends, current events, allowing the guests to mention, promote anything they want to talk about that we have not already discussed. Today's an exciting episode. We got some new blood, some fresh meat. So let's go ahead and introduce the Sherpas. Over to my right, I got my boy Shane Coltra, a.k.a. Sugar Shane, a.k.a. Honey Shane, a.k.a. Mike Bro, a.k.a. Blame It on the Shane, a.k.a. House of Shane, a.k.a. the Blue Oyster Cultura, a.k.a. the Culture Personality, a.k.a. the Culture Club, doing it for the Cultura. What up, dude? How are you?
I'm good. I'm in Naples, Florida. I'm down in Naples today. Naples. I wanted to go to the beach a couple of days. I'll be in New York on Thursday, NYC for a couple of days, so I brought my bird. That's Kiwi in the background. It's his 33rd birthday.
Kiwi, a.k.a. 29. The parrot, a.k.a. the macaw, a.k.a., you know, say it twice, a.k.a.
I'm sure if your normal story is driving your bird 19 hours down to Naples for the winter, I'm sure it's a story everybody knows. So, but that's the life of a domain investor. You can be anywhere, do a podcast, talk domains, doesn't matter where you're at. If you need to take your bird, you can still sell domain names on the way.
Hey, man. I love it. So, Kiwi, welcome to the show, Kiwi. Does Kiwi talk? Like, can you get him to say it? Is it here?
I got Kiwi.co.
I'll let him know. Yeah, he does talk. He generally it's just, he says all the time, Kiwi, wee, 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 wee. Oh,
yeah, well, motherfucker got a catchphrase. I love that.
All night. And then he says ouch a lot, because when he was younger, he used to bite. We used to have him at the nursery and he'd bite people and they'd say ouch. And so the point, you get up to him and you pet him, he'd just go ahead and get out early. Ouch, before you even pet him.
No way.
Yeah.
I like it, man. He's just hanging out too. It's not even like there's
he sleeps in here all night. I'll wake up and he'll be at my feet and scare the shit out of me. Like, he'll come out of the cage and just sit on the edge of the bed.
Oh, man. Bird life. I love it, man. Well, that's what's up.
Bird life. So.
All right, well, we'll talk more about pets and all things, you know, we'll even maybe try to tie it to, I mean, we got a handful of animal domains, you know, so, you know, and obviously there've been a lot of different sales and, you know, stories, and there's plenty of domain stories around animal names, but, that's what's up, man. Well, welcome to the show, Kiwi and Shane, always great to have you here. Let's keep it moving so we can get to the special guest. Down to my lower right, though, first, we got my boy Andrew Rosner, a.k.a. Morpheus, a.k.a. the Dirk Diggler of Digital Assets, a.k.a. Bob Lee Swagger, the Sniper, a.k.a. Drew got what I need, a.k.a. every Rosner has his thorn, a.k.a. never going to give Drew up, a.k.a. Greybeard, the Domain Pirate, a.k.a. Lobster Claw. You know what I'm saying? Dude, calling dude Lobster Claw because he's sharp and he'll get you. What's up, man?
I call him the Cleaver after our restaurant. I was telling the story the other day is the Cleaver.
Oh, dude. I mean, yeah. Trying to buy the meat cleaver off the wall in the restaurant in Austin, like rusted ass cleaver, and like was so adamant about it that it got uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying? It was like, dude, come
one
on.
One of my favorite stories of all times. Like, it, you know, and again, we'll get to Ish here, but you know, just sitting around with friends, having a good time, doing what we do, even while we're eating, negotiating, trying to buy things that people don't want to sell.
That's the whole thing. It irks me when I find a person that doesn't get it, which is everything's for sale. Oh, you don't want to sell your cleaver? That's your problem, because I just made you an offer. So if I make you an offer, now that cleaver's for sale. It's only a question, what's the price? So it don't matter if you say, oh, it's not for sale. Oh, all that is a negotiation tactic. That just means, oh, I got to pay a higher price. That's all it means. But there's no such thing as it's not for sale. If I have a bona fide offer and I slap it on the table, nothing you can do about it. There's only two outcomes. Either I'm going to walk away with the money or I'm going to walk away with the goods. That's it. And you got the same outcome. You're going to walk away with the goods. You're going to walk away with the money. There is no third alternative. There's no universe in which you can say, oh, it never happened because I don't want to sell it. No, you made a conscious decision. Oh, you don't want to sell, you know, I don't know, your great-grandmother's heirloom, you know, cherry wood desk. Too bad. I want it. I made you an offer. Now it's for sale. Just a question of price. The moment there's a bona fide buyer for anything, it doesn't matter if it's for sale, not for sale. These are illusions. If there's a bona fide buyer who makes a bona fide price offer, the moment that happens, you're sitting in a negotiation table, whether you like it or not. And if you choose,
it's on like Donkey Kong at that point.
If you choose to say no, I don't want to sell it, then actually what you did, and I love it because we're going to get all the haters and say, no, that's not true. No, the moment I make you an offer and you say, no, I don't want to sell it, what you did was you bought it for the price I just offered you. Period. Yeah. End of story. Yeah. You bought it. It's yours now. Might have been yours before, but now you bought it for a higher price. So that's all it is. I wanted the cleaver. They didn't get it. And so I had to keep upping the ante, try and get him to, you know.
So he bought the restaurant. It comes with a cleaver.
Exactly. Fine. I will buy the entire restaurant. That's how I got. And that kid is how I got the cleaver.
And that's how Drew became a restaurant owner.
You know, that would be a wild story. All right. Well, let's go ahead and introduce a special guest. Well,
the top of the last crypto cycle, was it SBF? Was like,
oh yeah, yeah, it was like bought the club,
like in line at the club or something. Bought and they the were club. Like, yo, you freaking, you know, you fat geek, you can't come in here. Like, and he was like, oh yeah, and like bought the club or something.
Seriously, the ball, like, he's like, I'm sick of waiting in line. I'm going to buy the whole club. That's a gangster move. When I heard that, I was like, all right, I'm going to get down with FTX and all that kind of stuff.
Well, but that was little exactly did the moment we should have realized, oh, shit, I better pull my money off FTX.
I know.
It was exactly that moment when we should have realized.
I know. But I instead, I thought, nope, I'm leaning in. I'm leaning into that just out of principle. Yeah. And it turned out to be a mistake. But you're right. That should have been the moment to be like, this is probably not the dude that you want to be, you know, safeguarding your money, your investments, and your
life. Has misguided views of, you know, how to allocate capital.
Honestly, we should have realized it the first time you actually heard dude talk or saw him like on a video, you know what I'm saying? And we were like, and it's like, you know, there was a point where you're like, oh, that quirky shit's cool, man, that dude's a genius. Like, then you realize, oh no, he's actually not a functioning human being. And he's kind of a piece of shit. So now it's like, oh, now we're all fucked.
Yeah, you got that. Yeah, the moment we saw his troll girlfriend, I mean, that should have been like the, you know what I mean? That was like,
well, that was a bit of a big red flag. You know, hey, yeah, look,
we saw that Caroline girl. It should have been like, okay, you know, Houston, we got a problem.
Dude, well, that happened to us. This was back when we were in the farming piece, in the DeFi farming. We first got introduced in the Solana stuff. Shane, you remember we walked through the steps and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember there was one coin we got busy with. It was Step Coin or something. And we were way heavy in it. And I remember Drew sends me the picture of, he's like, yo, check the founder out. And I like saw a dude with this fake Versace, like just some crazy weird shit that looked mad cheesy. And I was like, yo, I'm dumping my shit right now. I don't want to own this coin for another second.
And yet, we didn't balk it at 928% interest, thinking that sounds reasonable.
Yeah, I was like, hey, I better get that kind of yield. That's a baseline.
I mean, why 928%? That's totally legit. We don't have a problem with that. But the fur coat, I don't think I want to be in now.
Exactly. I'm like, yo, the yield is not the problem, man. It's the vibe. Hey, but let me go ahead and introduce Ish, because we're doing a lot of talking and I haven't even gotten through all of my stuff yet. All right, below me for the first time on the show, one and only, we got Ish Millie, a.k.a. Talk That Ish, a.k.a. Scratch That Ish, a.k.a. Millie Maker, a.k.a. My First Millie, a.k.a. Ish Meek Millie, a.k.a. Ish Millie Bobby Brown, a.k.a. Ish Millie Cyrus, a.k.a. Ish Millie Vanilli. Blame it on the rain, don't blame it on domains. Feel me? And for those of you who don't know, my man is a domain investor and entrepreneur. He has definitely come up in the space and put in a lot of work since back in the Clubhouse days, and social media maven, all around hustler. I'm a hustler and knock the hustle for real, and has really, you know, made his mark both as a, you know, through some of the sales and the success that he's had. And also with his, you know, big personality and just really stepping in the space and making himself known in a really positive way. So, Ish, welcome to the show, man. It's great to have you on here. How you living?
Man, thanks for having me. This is an honor. Just being around legends, you know, I just feel like this is good. I'm excited to be here and, you know, chop it up with you guys, you know, share some of my challenges as a domainer, some of my wins, and you know, I'm still learning. So I'm very flattered to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh man, of course. Well, look, you and I have met in person, and I know you're a good dude. You know, you kind of came onto the scene back in the Clubhouse days when all that stuff kind of popped off. And you know, and I think everybody goes through this journey.
Yeah, the first thing we did was went for Drew's neck. Remember?
Yeah, man.
Is that the big dog?
Let me give a little soliloquy here, because I got some comments. Well, first off, just apologize to everybody because I'm sick as hell. I've been sick for 9 days. I got pneumonia. I'm on the up and up now, but I got banged up. It was no joke. Probably the most sick I've been in 20 years. So I'm on the tail end of that. I'm going to be lower energy than I normally am, but I'm very excited to be here. Very excited to have Ish on the show. And Ish, you are a special guest for us, for me in particular. You know, I think you represent a lot of things about the space, about, let's say, the space as it is today, that are really positive, really good. I can't even be as witty as I usually am because I'm my brain is cooked like scrambled eggs. But anyways, when we first met, as you were just saying, I was like, man, this dude is a punk. Like, fuck this guy. you know, I heard you, you know, this was COVID, you know, beginning of COVID, and Clubhouse pops off. All of a sudden people are on Clubhouse. There's a Clubhouse for everything. And, you know, there's a few people in the domain space starting Clubhouses, but they were real small. But you had an audience from, I don't, you know, whatever you were doing before, but you had an audience. And so you were doing these Clubhouses and you were getting pretty big numbers of people into these Clubhouses. Right. And so I was like, all right, you know, a couple of people had told me, probably Shane had told me, you know, you got to, you know, get in there, talk it up. And there was a lot of stupid ideas being shared in the Clubhouse. And so part, you know, I came in there and somebody brought me up and I was just listening and listening and y'all were, you know, rapping about, you know, dot club. And it was like, you know, I just heard all the domains that they're trying to buy and the bullshit that they were preaching about what's going to come, you know, the come up on dot club and, you know, dot club's a new shit and that's going to be the hot shit.
Speculations. Yeah.
And I was just like, all right, look, I can just see all, you know, like number one, you got to understand where I'm coming from, which is, you know, I bought Domain Sherpa because I'm trying to grow the pie, right? I volunteer a hell of a lot of my time doing this to try and educate people, to try and grow the pie, right? And so for me, for somebody new to come into the space and drag a whole bunch of hundreds or thousands of people with them, that's a dream come true. It's like, shit, here we are. We've arrived. This is what I'm looking for. This is what we need. But then I hear you preaching about all this wild ass shit. And I'm like, all right, I need to get in here and bust some. So then I jump in and I'm like, look, put the brakes, you know, pump the brakes. Y'all are completely off on, you know, what you think is going on here. And this dot club shit is not where it's at. And, you know, no offense, dot club, but like, you know, I own some dot clubs. I even own iDot club, but it's still like, that's a wildly, wildly speculative bet right. that I can afford to take because I got, you know, oodles and oodles of other super premium domains. But it's not the one I'm trying to bet my house on. It's not the one I'm trying to, like, roll the dice on, definitely. You know, to make it. Like, and so I heard all these people talk about, you know, dot club and this and that. And I'm like, all right. So I hit, you know, pump the brakes, I'm trying to, you know, get into it. I'm trying to be polite and, like, explain the way you should be thinking about it. And here comes Ish, and Ish is like, nah, you know, you don't know what you're talking about. You just listen to these old heads trying to tell us what's good. They just try to keep that money from us. And it was all this shit. And I was like, nah. And so then we, you know, we were like, you know, we were banging heads hard. You know, I basically wrote you off. I was like, man, this motherfucker, he's just going to ruin it for all these people. All these people are going to show up to domains. They're going to get burned on their dot club bullshit. And then that's it. They're going to exit and never come back, right? And just like people in crypto, you know, they show up. They're like, oh, I missed the Bitcoin train. Let me get this other shit coin because that one hasn't run yet. And then they get burned on that. And that's it. And they never end up getting Bitcoin, right? And so that was how I was looking at it. Anyways, we bumped heads. We were beefing, and that went on, I don't know, some weeks or something. And I think you I think you kicked me out of a clubhouse or something.
It was wild. You know what it was? Not to cut you off, right? It was kind of like, that was like how I discovered domains. Like, my background is in influence marketing. And, you know, when Clubhouse came around, we're all sitting at the house, had nothing to do. It was a pandemic.
Yeah.
And I did a room called What is Digital Real Estate? My intent at the time was, you know, I had the Shopify stores that we were building for people, kind of like a done-for-you e-commerce play. And I wanted to sell some stores, you know, for $1,000 or more. And this guy, Ryan Colby, came in and said, I'm a domain broker, and I've sold over $75 million worth of domains. Of course, I knew what a domain was, but I never heard in my life someone call themselves a domain broker. This is 2020, by the way. We're going on 5 years now. Late 2019, early 2020. And he was like, I'm a domain broker. So, you know, the path was, Clubhouse was very fluid. And it was just, we're having a natural conversation. And it was in front of a lot of people. And he talked about how he sold Instagram their name And he mentioned you, although I'm still learning. The biggest domainer is this guy named Drew Rosner. And so, you know, I'm connecting all these dots and I'm learning very rapidly. Like, this is a whole industry. Like, they kept this from us. So I was sort of like surprised and excited. And that was where the passion for domain started. And the first domain, real domain that I felt that I bought with the intent to sell was Miami.club. Because he analyzed how the clubhouse space immersion could be, speculatively, could be in the benefit of Duck Club. So I said, okay, let me see what's available. I picked up Miami.club for $800. I picked up Atlanta.club for $800. So I was wearing the Duck Club jersey from the start, right? And so there was a bias there, to be frank with you. And then one thing led to another. I met Colin from Duck Club, and we had so much impact on Clubhouse, and I ended up doing some paid marketing for them at the time. They were in conversations to sell to GoDaddy. And people were coming in, and you know, Duck Clubs at the time were $1.99. And the narrative was, you know what, be very careful what you buy. But people wouldn't listen. They were buying all type of crap. So we're openly analyzing them and calling them trash or cash. And so you guys came in and were like, oh, this is all trash. And it was like, you don't even know what's going on. Like, we're all trying to figure it out. We're learning. And so when you came in, it was like, oh, I'm the big dog. And it was like, we don't care about that. We're just trying to get in.
I came in scorched earth, no doubt. But anyways, my where I was going with the story was the positive aspect, which was that, you know, we beefed, we're button heads. You know, you had your way, I have my way, but I had written you off, and then I don't really remember what happened, but like a few months later, we had reconnected somehow. I don't remember exactly what happened, but you were a big dude. You were like, I was wrong, you were right, I'm trying to learn, and like, I think that's like the best example for somebody to set, not just in the domain industry, but in our society today. It's like everybody should just have an open mind to reevaluate their beliefs, to listen to somebody who maybe knows more than you know, or certainly if it's somebody that's in an area that you want to be in. But anyways, the point is not I'm right, you're wrong, none of that. It's that, you know, you turned lemons into lemonade. And man, I've been watching you come up ever since. And so I think you're one of the best lessons to come out of the domain space in the last few years, because I don't know anybody else that you know, came into this space cold from, you know, in the last 4 years and made the come up that you have. And you've been super transparent on social media, sharing your wins and your losses, telling people what you're doing. And I think that's great. And I think that's had a big impact. And I think that's brought a lot of new people into this space. And so straight up, I commend you on everything you've done over the last few years, man, because I think it's had a lot of positive impact on the space. So appreciate that.
I recognize the opportunity. You know, when I remember hearing about how you sold Metaverse.io for, what was it, $180,000? Those numbers just seem crazy to me, right? I mean, I have a background in crypto. I've been in crypto since 2017. And I was like, if I could just figure out a way to buy some domains and invest in crypto, that would be it. And you remember, I had a background in real estate, lost my ass during the George Bush days, you know, lost a bunch of houses and stuff like that. So I was like, this is so much better, right? I had real life experience to compare with. And I was fortunate to meet Ryan and by that introduction, meet the industry, meet people like Colin. And then I went out to meet people like Rich Schwartz, because I was intrigued by the space. I was like, I'm coming out to meet you, man. Like, you got to give me an interview. And I interviewed Monty, interviewed Jeff Sass. I was so eager to learn about this crazy industry that was so amazing, but wasn't in the spotlight. And so that to me was what I saw. I felt like I stumbled into a gold mine, and I wanted to learn how to extract gold from it.
Yeah.
I think that's a dope way of saying it. And I think one of the big things is that everybody's got their journey of how they got here, right? Some people flowed into, you know, like through a corporate path, which is kind of how I did it. You know, other people that had to do it by trial and error, especially on the domain investor side. And really, that's how Drew did it, right? Drew talks about how he had to lose $200,000 investing in shitty domains. $300,000 in shitty domains. Pigeon shit, as Rick would say, right? Because it's not an easy, it's a lucrative business, and it could be great, and it provides a great lifestyle. There's a lot of stuff that Shane talks about. But it's not an easy, like, and it's repeatable in its own way, but it's like the way history doesn't repeat itself, but it rhymes, right? The domain space is very much like that. And, you know, you've got to pay your dues, right? So, and how that it gets done, everybody's path is unique. There's no like, oh, here's how you become a successful domain investor and da 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 da. You know, and like, that's why I always thought was the thing. But the people who have persistence, you know, with along with like just some inherent skill of how to be successful and how to do things, you know, Josh Reason is an example. He's a newer guy in the space who's done very, very well. He's a good friend of ours. He's obviously on the show all the time, our partner in DNX. You know, he's another guy who's just one of those dudes who just kind of, you know, hey, he's going to figure it out and you know, to be successful. And he's made his way in the space. And there are a handful of other domainers that I've seen kind of in this newer generation and kind of this four, you know, 5-6 year window that you're in, you know, who continue to have, you know, grow on their success and learn in the process and figure out how to crack the code in order to make this thing work. Cause if you can make it work and you can get to where it like gets you, you know, it could be awesome. So, you know, that's what I think is the coolest thing about watching your journey happen in real time is like, you're really doing it the way that it had kind of, you know, it's a success story for real.
Well, thank you. I mean, I feel like you have to show up every day, right? You can't just do this as, I mean, to grow, to learn how to be a profitable domainer, you have to invest in yourself. It's a very expensive asset class. The learning curve is very steep and very expensive. There are a lot of flashing.
We're trying to make it a little cheaper and a little shorter over here. Right.
Like if I could do it all over again, I would have just said, look, Andrew, here's 3 Bitcoin. Tell me what to buy. But, you know, the ego kicks in. You think you got to figure it out. And, you know, it's like you're like, oh, you come up with all these forced narratives. And, you know, back then there wasn't anything like blockchain domain names. And that was, you know, you talked about losing 300 grand. I have a lot of enemies now because it used to be pro.eth. And now I'm like, this is all bullshit, right? And
that's all right, dog. I was the first, you know, I was like the pioneer to take the arrows from the ETH heads,
right?
You know what I mean, like, right. I was one of the first. I was one of the first early adopters. I was one of the first people being like, "Yo, all y'all, you know, OG domain investors, we should be taking a look at the, you know, Web3 domains because Web3 domains might be the disruptor." And you know, and then I had a come to Jesus moment where I realized that wasn't necessarily the case. And
well, my come to Jesus.
I took a lot of arrows.
Yeah, mine cost me over 200 grand buying .eth names and just really believing in that narrative. Because, you know, with the crypto background, understanding like the core use case is for wallet addresses. And I did very well with NFTs. I mean, 7 figures buying and selling Bored Apes and Ape coins. And, you know, I spent over $2 million on NFTs, right? I was really, really addicted to them. That's the truth, right? Just like I'm addicted to buying domains. My girlfriend's like, are you buying another domain? I'm like, I'm getting better at it, you know? But, but you know, I think the key thing that I've learned is just stick to the fundamentals. Surround yourself with people that you can learn from, like you guys. Because you guys made those mistakes, right? And you're not going to avoid mistakes, but you can minimize them. And so I made a lot of costly mistakes because I operated as a lone wolf. And once I realized, oh, man, there are people who have already crossed this path before me. Like Shane would tell you, I'm always asking dumb questions, you know, because those mistakes are very expensive. I remember buying a name like CEO.live and the renewal was what was it, $3,000? And I remember telling myself, oh, yeah, I'll sell it before the renewal. When that fucking renewal came, I was like, what the hell is this? Drop that bitch. You know what I mean? So it gets expensive. And, you know, but at the same time, you're seeing people announcing sales and, you know, people's come up with all type of theories. And I think it's really important for people to go to the conferences, network with people, have a community of people that you can run ideas by and to minimize your mistakes because you will make them.
Yeah. And, you know, the .e thing is interesting because it, look, it had its run. So people that kind of got in and got out, you know, there was also when they did their coin drop and, you know, all that stuff where, you know, there was real value. I mean, some people made a bunch of money, right? But people who bought in and spent a lot of money and then are going to hold because they said, hey, this is going to be the standard. This is going to be the thing. You know, a lot, unfortunately, with a lot of this stuff, you know, things are moving very fast and very fluidly in this kind of space, right? So, you know, I think there were points where .eth domains and still have value. They still have utility, but are they the kind of thing that people are going to spend crazy money to have a .eth domain if that is not the standard? And when you don't know what the standard is and you're chasing it or hoping that you can get out in front of it, you know, hey, I want to catch the next .com and all that kind of stuff. Because then what happened was ETH starts partnering with GoDaddy, right, in order to give the functionality to .com domains. And I remember when we talked about that announcement, it was like, hey, I think it's great that ETH is trying to get that, the .eth is trying to get sort of the ENS is getting that kind of traction and sort of visibility. But in the process, they're giving up their, you know, their special sauce and utility so that now what do I need a .eth domain for? In fact, if you're telling me my .com can give me all the benefits of a .com standard Web2 address, as well as all the utility of a Web3 address, then why do I need your thing? You know, and I think that becomes an interesting thing. And it's like, as those sort of shifts and things happen, you could lose your ass. I mean, that's why you got to be careful. But I even remember, like, there are plenty of big time investors, including Rick Schwartz, right, that lost a lot of money. Was it .me? Was that the domain? Was that the extension, I think, that he bought in on?
.mobi. Flowers.mobi. Oh,
that's what it was. It was .mobi.
Flowers.mobi. I think he spent $200,000 for it, and then he sold it for, like, $4,000.
Well, that's what I mean. So the biggest guys can still take risks and have big, big losses, but you know, you'll learn from that.
Record, I think I still own 800.mobi.
Used to renew them?
Yeah, it's just one of those things. You know, sometimes I keep shit like that just as a reminder that once a year when I see the renewal come up, it's like a reminder, like, oh yeah, yeah, don't do that shit again. You know?
What was the narrative with .mobi back then? It was supposed to be mobile.
Yeah. And that was when mobile was popping off.
Yeah, it was because mobile was just popping off. And so it was like, oh, you know, your phone will have its own, you know, thing, or like, you know, you'll have Drew.mobi and then that'll be like your contact page. And then everybody can like call you from there. Like, I don't know. I don't even remember what the Fugazi narratives were. Listen, there's always a narrative. They're all Fugazi. All of them. All. If you just, there may be an exception to that rule, but if you just go through your life assuming that all those narratives are going to be Fugazi, that applies not just here. That's like, okay, every alternative domain extension, right? Assume it's Fugazi and then work backwards from there, right? Doesn't mean they're all Fugazi, but if you just assume, okay, this Fugazi, work backwards from there, new crypto coin, it's Fugazi. Let's work backwards from there. Like, you're going to do better. You're going to do better. You're going to make less, you know, let's say, fatal mistakes. But
risk is also...
Sometimes, you know, the only way to learn is, you know, get hit in the face with a bat.
Well, that's kind of good to know that everyone made those costly mistakes. So maybe that's part of the process, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I still make those costly mistakes.
Right.
I came to work for Drew. You know what I'm saying? You talk about costly mistakes. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit.
And you turned out
a lot. Well, that might have been a mistake, but it wasn't costly. It was sure a profitable no, yeah, yeah, mistake. No, no, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you stumble and hit your head on money.
That's very true. Very true.
Yeah, but honestly, but at the same time, I feel like there are a lot of things, there are a lot of shifts that are happening. And, you know, as much as you want to stick to the fundamentals, there's opportunity in those shifts because the architecture of the internet is not static. Right. So you're seeing more people, you know, like the .ai thing that just recently started happening. Like, that was an opportunity a lot of people dismissed because they stuck with certain fundamentals. And I feel like there'll always be those opportunities or those trends. But long term, I've learned from the OGs like you guys that, you know, nothing beats a premium.com. And I try to teach that to people in the blockchain world because a lot of these people discovered domains through the .eth or unstoppable domains. And, you know, full transparency, I am an advisor for unstoppable domains. And one of the things that I like about Matt is
practical. Me too. And I was probably their first investor. I was a CEO.
Yeah, Matt is a super smart guy. is going to be at the Domain Expo, and he's now recognizing that the real future of domain names is adding this
web domain names
to domain names. Correct. So now they're trying to
the future of domain names.
ICANN registrar. Yeah, they're an ICANN registrar. They're looking at ways to add more value to the existing.
100% Well, and I think, and that's what's going to drive success, right? I'm a fan of Unstoppable. I think they're great. I think that, you know, the folks that are doing, you know, obviously Shane D3, what they're doing, you know, recognizing, and Shane, why, you know, I mean, this really is something you should speak on, because I think the key thing is what's happening is it's gone from, all right, hey, you know, we're getting all hyped up on, again, talking about a narrative that, you know, when you look at, you know, we talk about utility and where is the value going to be derived from? And it's looking at trying to understand the trends, but understanding where the real value comes from a utility perspective. Who are your clients? Who are your customers? How's this going to work? How does that drive actual use, adoption, utility, value, and all that kind of stuff, right? So Shane.
Yeah, I mean, I'll weigh on all of it, because I think Ish and Unstoppable and all this all really is the same picture. And it's this, is all of this takes a lot of time to do. And marketing and hype is not going to get you there. Short term won't get you there. So if you think you're going to come into domain names, make a lot of money and move on, that's not how it's going to work. And it's never going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also okay to be wrong, but you're going to be wrong in a long process. So you're going to be wrong during these steps of a long process. And it's not your past. It's what your future is telling you to do now that you need to do, right? Like, so you don't go on what you screwed up in the past. You're going on, as you learn, your future saying, in order for me to do well, I've got to be patient. I've got to wait. I've got to buy quality. This is not going to happen tomorrow. And when it comes to Unstoppable, they were standing up on stage at our conference and telling us that domain names were bullshit and fuck ICANN and we don't need you. Yeah. And we're alt root and we are the new decentralized world. And we all laughed at them because we know that's not true. We know what Google wants. Centralization. They don't want to put the bar. They're never going to allow that. So we knew that wasn't wrong, but that's okay because we love what you did, Ish. We love people trying things, trying to be innovative, trying to try new things. That's how we move forward, is all of that. So by them coming into the space, by you coming into the space, it moves us forward. Even if it's wrong, it still moves us forward because intelligent people like you and Matt and all these will figure it out if you stay patient and stay with it. And you both have. Now we see domain names are the way. Marketing now. So now we're to the marketing stage and now we're looking for the success that makes us real. So you, Ish, are what I was looking for. You need the big sale that proves that you really know what you're doing. So as we build this character, you're showing amazing consistency, which is 90% of it. And then the other 10% is hitting the home run that gives you validity. When people start giving TED Talks, they give TED Talks because they had the home run. They were always brilliant, but they don't get to give it until they have the home run. Right. You've been working hard until you have the home run, and you will have the home run that you can put at the bottom of your page, the seller of X or Y for X or Y. Unstoppable's looking for that too. They're bringing out a million domain names, but there will be a domain name that they bring and get a TLD that will be a winner and that they will be able to lean into and show that. So none of this changes. It's all the same pathway. It's different people, different things, but we're looking for consistency, intelligent people, a little tumbling along the way, and then one big home run that gives validity to the outside that lets us move forward. And I think all of us are going to have that. And some of us already have. Drew's had that. He doesn't have to prove himself. I've gotten to the point where I've had a couple of big sales that I feel validated through time and through sales. You're there too. You're starting to have the sales. You're going to have the big home run. And then you're going to have shown all the work. 1 year doesn't do it. 2 years doesn't do it. But 4 and 5 years of being showing up every day like you have, it's perfect. And so again, that's how I feel about it. And that's what I love about you is consistency, working with purpose and knowing that you need to show true sales success and to go with all the effort you put to really can make the whole pie. And you're almost there. Like you're almost there. And I'm glad to be standing right next to you as that happens.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, for me, one of the things that I've done, that has helped me is I've tapped into my true skill set. I'm a marketer, so I don't have a problem doing marketing. Domains are just another product. And, you know, if I can provide more visibility for domain names, and the odds of me selling them increase significantly. So I don't have a problem outbounding names. And, you know, I'm not the guy that's going to wait for a sale. I'd rather go get a sale. And I think that that's what's needed to sort of like shorten that learning curve and, you know, handle the rejection. It's part of the game. You get so much feedback on why people say they don't want a name. I woke up today to an $8,000 offer for a name, massiveai.com. You know, I bought that name on my way back from NamesCon 2 years ago because, you know, I was like, oh, any keyword AI.com, pick it up, right? And then I felt like I was stuck with it, right? But I've been outbounding that name to a company called MassiveAI.io. And, you know, I countered their offer and hopefully I'll make a sale. But the point is, when you pick up good names, when you pick up good .coms, it's only a matter of time before you get an ROI. I'm a firm believer in that. And it all starts with that name selection. That's why people need to get educated. But when you have these names, you know, find a good broker if you've invested in a good name. Like, do what it takes to make that sale. Because a lot of people just think it's about buying names and waiting. And I don't feel like as a beginner, you have that privilege.
Yeah. Well, look, dude, I mean, you mentioned thing we say all the time, you make money on the buy, not the sell, right? If you can select the right name and get it at a good price, you know, you have to be willing to hold it or willing to go aggressively outbound. You know, it's one of the things that for Media Options is our secret sauce, is that we feel like, and you know, and the results speak for themselves, nobody outbounds as well as we do, right? And that's because you have to be willing to send emails, pick up the phone, do what it takes, be told to go fuck yourself, get to a no.
Yeah, it's just work.
You know, it's just
very few people want to do the work.
Don't want to do the work.
You said
no, that's good to know hearing that from you guys.
Yeah, we just said a whole bunch of words between all of us, but at the end of the day, you said it right up front, which was you just gotta show up every day. You gotta do the work.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that's it. That's show up.
I'm just gonna outlast you. Like, always gonna be there. Like, I will outlast you because I can wait forever. I know I'm old, and I'm still like a good domain, I know you guys outbound, but to me, nobody wants it more than somebody comes to me and wants to buy it.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing more. There's nobody that wants it more. When I go out and reach out to people, they don't want it yet. You know, I kind of have to sometimes, you know, massage a little bit. But when they come to me, they want
it. That's why we say when it comes to the big domain sales and a lot of the big names we have in our brokerage, I mean, be prepared for, you know, months long process. There's no, unless you're willing to fire sell your domain, which we would never recommend. I mean, we get paid a commission based on, you know, it's a success fee based on what the name sells for. We want to sell it for the most that we can possibly sell it for, which means getting it to the best potential buyer who will value it the most. So therefore they'll be willing to pay the most. And, you know, I mean, there's ways to alert those folks that the name is available and to find and find those buyers and help educate those potential buyers. But the process is not a short one to get real high value for really good domains. And it's how the sausage is made. But ultimately, like you said, it's about showing up every day, doing the work. The work works, right? But you got to be willing to do it. So,
we're in an industry where you get paid off words. You know what I mean? Like, there's an abundant supply.
Yeah.
There's a wide range of combinations. And I feel like it's a blessing to be in such an industry compared to everything else that's out there. You know, lately I've been thinking about my journey in crypto, my journey in domains. And I was like, I would have definitely doubled down more on domains than crypto. Crypto is the highs and the lows. You know, you don't control the outcome, so to speak. Right. Everyone's happy right now. Bitcoin is an all-time high. It's at an all-time high. I remember when Bitcoin went from 14,000 to 3,500, and my friends were laughing at me. Like, are you still rich? You know what I mean? And yeah. So it's you know, to just be exposed to both asset classes is a blessing. And I feel like the cool thing about domains is every domain is a one of one, and the value is always in the eye of the beholder. So if I have a domain name and there's a guy out there that name could change the trajectory of his business, then I feel like it's my duty to connect with that guy. At least let him know, hey, hello, this name exists. You know what I mean? And then, you know, maybe he'll come to a Jesus moment and go, oh, I need that name. Or maybe that might take some time. But I feel like if I don't do that, then it's a disservice to myself. Like, every name that I own, I categorize. I go, okay, these are my grails. These are my whatever, right? And so, like, I own a name, investmentportfolio.com. I feel like, to the right person, that could be a game changer, because I've read about how Market Beat makes over $30 million a year. And I feel like a name like that could do the same thing, right? So just, you know, understanding what people have done and built with names helps, and understanding who the potential prospects are. Because most people don't wake up and go, I want to buy a domain name today. But when they understand the value of a domain name, you'd be able to educate them on how the name will be an advantage for them, then they reconsider it and take it more seriously. So that's why I feel like outbound matters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, dude, preaching to the choir. And I think it's great.
For sure. You know,
but I think it's great that you come around on that and recognize it. Not a lot of folks do. And, you know, there's a reason some folks make it and some folks don't. And, you know, and I also, it's funny because you can tell that you're passionate and get the just the what a domain is. And it's like that piece alone is, it's hard to pick up the phone and sell somebody on it if you don't believe it yourself, right? So it's like, and recognizing the real value that these digital assets have. You know, we say it all the time, we're domain nerds. I mean, we geek out on this stuff. Like, it's, you know, in a space that a lot of people don't even know is a thing. You know, when I explain to people what I do, they're just like, okay, so you sell the website. And it's like, no, not the website, the domain name, you know, the domain name. And it's like, okay, cool. So you just make them up. Is that how you do it? I can help you make some up. I think maybe you could provide some guidance, but like thoughts on maybe what might be a popular term or something. I don't know. But that's not how it works. You know, it's not even, right. So it's just really funny. And then you get into some of the more, obviously all the technical stuff, and then the segues into crypto. And I mean, it's just, but real quick, and then we're going to move on to the domain game. Cause we might blow through our whole time and never even talk about actually one specific domain. But the piece about Unstoppable, and this goes to what Shane was saying, I think that's what's really cool about them. I mean, they came out the gate, you know, they've obviously established themselves in the space. You know, they've sort of recognized, hey, where to bridge the gap in order to really find the right inflection point of, again, it's that idea of real value along with the speculation, you know, to build the customer base and to hit a real audience that, you know, justifies a lot of what they're doing. We'll get Matt to come on the show. Maybe, I mean, we might even have him on as early as like in a week or two. Because that's something that's been in the works for a minute. And it'll really be great to kind of hear their take and just see, you know, having been in touch and talking to him and working with them for a long time, you know, the evolution of their thought process, their vision, their goals, and all of that stuff, and how it continues to, you know, move in a positive direction that could actually really work for them. So, you know, yeah. So like
it's
I said,
a lot
I'm a
of
fan.
Work. I can tell you, as someone who does it daily, this bridge is a big bridge to build. This is, you know, I can't even tell you how much work we have to convince old companies and new companies to come over to the other side, to a group of not very many people. If you pretend that Web3 is big, you're kidding yourself. It's a big circle jerk, and it's the same people. It's bigger than some people realize, but it's not that big. And if you ask most of these domain companies, they don't even make that much money on the domains. They are building companies. What, you know, Radix and Dynadot, they're moving towards building websites and helping businesses get online. That's their cash flow, not domain name. So then when you tell them we're moving it. So this is going to be a long evolutionary hard work process to bring this over, but you got to start somewhere. You got to work hard. So it'll be interesting to hear them talk. I'm on the inside. I can see it. I'm like, it can be done. It's going to take people that can bridge. It's not going to be taking somebody that's over here that convinces the other side to come over. That's not how it's going to work. It's going to be a partnership. No. It's a partnership. And,
yeah, 100%. And you got to be willing to work with some of the existing infrastructure. You just have
absolutely.
To,
and I'm going to. You know,
and that's like, why I'm the smartest thing these guys are doing tomorrow. Is saying, hey, let's go get some actual TLDs, some ICANN approved stuff. And then let's make that, like, let's, you know, combine, let's cross the fucking streams. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that's it. And that's
so
how
when
you,
it's all said and done, guess who wins? Domains become more powerful. Domains get more utility. The whole purpose is to make domains better, and that's where we're headed.
Do you guys think the new ICANN round is going to dilute the value of domain names?
Well,
listen, here's the deal. We had this conversation already, right? We had this conversation in 2012. No, it's going to enhance it. It's going to bring more visibility, and it's going to increase the number of people that understand how important domains are. It's going to cause people to make conscious decisions about the domain they're currently using for their business. It's going to increase the availability of, let's call it, starter domains for companies to get started with a catchy, smart brand. And then they'll eventually upgrade to the .com with me eventually. But the reality is
join us
that it's kind of the old expression, all press is good press. And, you know, all domain promotion is good for domains, right? Like, so just suddenly we're going to have, I think this is going to be a huge round personally. I think you're going to see an enormous number of applications. And hopefully it'll be, you know, a little less messy than the last one. But I think that there will be a lot of new options for people. And there may be some short-term confusion, maybe some short-term dilution, but you're really not overlapping much, right? So, you know, you're going to have some companies that were on the fence about making a big domain upgrade, and they say, oh, we can now go get the, you know, whatever dot whatever, right? And so, you know, there's some dilution maybe, but it's short term for the most part. And I think actually net, I think that there's just more new blood coming into the space, more new attention, new awareness, more new, let's say, intrigue, more investors, more everything. So, you know, these types of things, if you think about the amount of capital that will be trading hands between ICANN and VeriSign and all these different new registries and the people that represent them and the funds that are going to be involved and the private equity that's involved already. And there's a lot of capital. We're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars probably in this room. So
billions,
maybe even billions. So
I can tell you right now that the people that are big players have not talked at all. There's so much capital coming in for these strings. Yeah. You're going to learn what a string is worth this round.
Yeah, because I think that what happened last time, there was a lot of activity. There were definitely a lot of services, a lot of stuff that went down in the last round. And the winners, you know, not everybody won, but the winners that won pretty big, right? They recognized that, like, you know, and big shout out to .xyz and big shout out to Donuts or Identity Digital and, you know, the folks that really crushed it the last time.
Alstahura is the king of domains.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. Like, they really were playing like 4D chess in that, and everything from the auction round, because the way the auctions worked where, you know, effectively.
Yeah, shout out Paul. Paul Stavura is, he's the dude behind the curtain. You know what I'm saying? That's he is one of us.
Well, and Paul recently sent somebody along to us to, you know, to help them with something. So big shout out to Paul. Like, he's all
big
good.
Shout out to Paul. One of my favorite.
Paul figured out. And to just explain it to the audience, the last round, people were paid to not participate. So the auction prices did not look like that much money on the surface, because what went to ICANN was not that big amount, but people were paid millions and tens of millions to not participate and not enter the auction. This round, that will not happen, or supposedly will not happen.
Yeah, they're limiting. They're saying no private auction.
Yeah. No. So everything's got to go to ICANN. ICANN didn't make any money on that. So they're like, no. Everything's above board. And if we find you're above board, you're out. So
we'll just take your string.
You're going to see some go for hundreds of millions of dollars. I have no doubt.
There's a few that we haven't even seen .web get released yet. You know, and that was the one that I was involved with at web.com. I mean, that was back when I was still in the legal department there putting together that. And we had that partnership. I mean, we had a whole deal worked out. And like, so there was a lot of stuff, you know, as far as with the folks that we had ended up submitting our application with and for that. And, you know, so there, but yeah, it was kind of nuts. It's going to be even crazier this time around. But I just think also is, you know, when you as a domain, as a .com maxi, right? I feel good about where we sit, kind of like being a Bitcoin maxi. It's like, yeah, are there meme coins that blow up and people make 1,000x? Yeah, of course. But, you know, there's a slow and steady kind of vibe that, like, at the end of the day, I don't mind riding that tortoise all the way to the finish line and be perfectly comfortable, you know, because it's funny. I think a lot of people, when you see it online, like, you know, everybody pumps their, like, oh, man, I just made, you know, 20x on this shit coin and this and that. And, like, let's all retardio and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, like – And like, yo, you catch those waves, it's great, but I don't like Discord. I don't like spending my time in that bullshit trying to grind in the trenches. Like somebody the other day posted somewhere like, what does that actually mean? And they're like, you got to be in this thread and this chat and talk to these people and follow those people. And I'm like, look, I'm too old for that shit. Like, give me the slow, steady Eddie that's ultimately going to earn me, you know, 3-4x my money. I got enough in it that it's meaningful. And it's like, meanwhile, the success of that will drive everything up and will
I love how dudes talk about, yo, just give me a little 3-4x my money. You know what I'm saying? I'm not asking for much. Just a little 3-4x my money. That's all.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying, though. I just mean, that's what I'm saying, though. It's still like, hey, that's fantastic. And that's going to, you know, be all good. But I think dot-coms are a lot like in that same way, right? And although the returns on a good dot-com for what you could pay for one and for what you could sell it for are much better than that. And, you know, we're shooting for 10, 20X on almost every name that we acquire. And you just have to be willing to wait. And that's part of the idea of being patient. And, you know, so going back to what I was saying, and this is also part of the idea of what AI might do to domains and domain value, because that becomes a question and concern that we talk about all the time. To me, the thing that makes .com great, it's all about curation, and it's also just cutting out a lot of the noise, right? And when people, you know, .com is the standard, and people want to know that where they're going in the internet is legit, right? There's too many scams, rug pulls, all this kind of stuff left and right. And, you know, which is why cream will always rise to the top. And I think especially in this digital space, we're going to still be online so much and, you know, to be able to navigate that properly. So, and which is why all these other names will just almost create even sort of more, that all that noise will almost drive the value of the .coms up even more, in my opinion.
So. Can we just call this episode Cream?
Cream, baby. Let's go. Cream rising to the top. And cash rules
cash
everything.
Cash rules everything around me.
Cream, get the money.
All right.
On the dollar bill, y'all. You can't say it, not finish it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, all right. So let's go. Let's talk about some of that.
Let's get into the domain game. All right, Shane, what you got? This will be when Billy has to put in the thing, like timestamp, and be like, the domain game starts at hour number two.
Exactly. Starts on episode two. I bought a couple of names again. They're not too exciting, so I'm going to go back to the list. I also sold one. It was very tricky, and I'm not going to discuss it, but I had it on Adam, and I had it on Afternic, and I sold it on Afternic. And, you know, they kind of play the numbers game. If you don't sell for a certain amount, you got to pay commission here. It got a little tricky, but it got resolved, but I won't say publicly. But I will say I love both companies. Everybody was nice to me when it was all said and done. But it is a little tricky when you put your names all over the board and they sell one place and don't sell another. And you have to be careful on that. But
we'll unpack that offline a little bit.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's but I will say when it's all said and done, the people at GoDaddy have been fantastic to me. The people at Adam are fantastic to me, and they realize we're all trying to make money, and I'll continue to try to make money so we all make money. So it worked out just fine, but there was a little bit of negotiation. But I sold names. I'm selling names. Adam and Afternic are killing it for me. They're killing it for Josh. We're having good months. You can call it commie. I don't give a shit why. I just am. But there was a name that sold, care.net. Like, it sounds like a Braden topic.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see it? Do you guys know the price? Or do you want me to move to another one?
I know it was a lot. I don't remember exactly the price, but...
Yeah, good.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. If you don't know the exact price, let's see if you really do.
All right. Hold up.
We put it on our phone.
Oh, on the phone?
Yeah. Yeah,
put it on the phone and then flip it this way.
On the calculator. And then
show your five last text and then your phone.
By the way, that was actually like a recommendation by somebody, like a viewer, and it was such a great idea. Up to that point, you know, we're like gaming the numbers and going in an order and all that kind of stuff.
I remember seeing it, but I don't remember the price.
We use our calculator and just put it in the calculator.
Throw a number and flip it, man. It's all good. No judgment, except if you're way off and then we're like rookie.
And I'm always way off. Drew always...
I was pretty bad last episode specific.
I mean, I'm pretty off.
All right, ready, flip it, Drew. Let's go. Oh man, all right. So wow, you guys are like, all right. So we got 30,000 by Ish. We got Drew at 35,895, and then we got me at 100,000. This was a sale, right?
Yeah, sale. Care.net. Okay. Drew definitely was on top of it. It was 35-506.
Oh damn. No. I actually thought I undershot it. I thought it ended up going at like 50 or 40 or something.
Oh damn. You almost won the Price is Right game and got all the screens.
That seems a little fishy to me.
That was a little shady, wasn't it?
No, I mean I was watching it. I was a bitter up to about, I think I tapped out at 15, 18, something like that. And I remember I saw it go to 25, and then I didn't really see it go past that. But I remember people were all blogging about it. Like, yo, this
is... Oh, yeah. It was. Okay.
Yeah.
I way overshot it. When you guys said, that went for so much. I was kind of like, you know.
But, well, it's a .net on a GoDaddy-inspired auction. So, you know, 35 is pretty solid. Yeah.
50 would have been, you know, a lot. But all right, cool. Well, congratulations, Drew.
It's one of those names. This is such a great domain name. You know, a care network makes sense. Care.net makes sense. It's not just a kick in the balls like, oh, I can't get .com. You know, it actually has its own meaning. And so I think care.net is a really banger domain. I couldn't justify buying it because, you know, beyond the 15, it's like, all right, at 15, I'm pretty sure I can sell it for 75 to 150 in the next few years. More than that, though, gets tough. And so to pay 35, I need to be able to sell that for like 150 to 250 to really make that make sense. And I don't know if we're going to get there. So yeah, I back down. Option. But it is a hell of a name. It's a hell of a name.
Well, and you got care.com out there, right? So, I mean,
it's one of the best SLBs that exists.
Yeah. Does care.com give you any kind of pause around investing in a name like that?
I mean, maybe it puts off other buyers to say, oh, let me go build care.net. But I don't think so. It's such a big space. It's just such a big space. It's literally one of the biggest spaces that exists, right? So, maybe health.net is a better domain. But
health.net was one that sold. Wasn't that like a big name that sold?
Yeah, that sold not that long ago either. Yeah.
Health.net was crazy. So
big name. Great name. Congrats to whoever bought it.
All right. Well, that's what's up.
Do we know who bought it? Shane?
No, I haven't been to check the boards to see if anybody we know bought it. So, I haven't heard anybody announce that they bought it. Let me look while we discuss the other name.
All right. Well then, Drew, why don't you give us a buy or a sell? What you got?
Okay.
Every time. We're playing the domain game on today's show. That's weird. I've never done that before. I didn't bring a name because I didn't know that we were going to do that every single show.
Too many options.
Well, that's look at Ish, man. He's hyping up Drew. He's giving him a little something. So that's nice.
All right. I got one. Eastfield.com. Eastfield.com.
Is this a buy or a sell?
This is a sell. It's a sell.
Eastfield, like Westfield, the mall?
That's it. It's just the other side of Westfield.
Got it.
All right. I don't even. All right. All right. Shane Ish. Ooh, okay. All right. So. It did seem to switch. Like he hit the clear button.
Yeah, I saw. We
saw that little thing. So, yeah, all right. So playing. Shane's at 17,500. I'm at 20,000. Ish is at 48,000. For those of you who are listening and not watching, Drew?
Ish goes to Ish.
40,000.
40,000.
40,000.
Damn.
40,000.
Yeah. I know Drew doesn't fuck around. So I figured just the higher the better.
Yeah, yeah.
Congratulations. Oh, that's a great one. Yeah. Eastfield.
He was sick. So I thought maybe he was having some fever dreams and kind of let something go because he thought he was going to die. I want to get that last Bitcoin.
Exactly. Well, that's definitely, you know, cash domains to cash to Bitcoin. What?
Well, yeah.
So let's talk about the sale. Talk about what you acquired it for. How long you had it? All that good stuff.
Oh man. Oh, I didn't come prepared. You know.
Oh, you mean we want the information that we use on every show?
Okay. All right, ready? So bought this domain. I bought this domain. Oh, I didn't even actually know this. This is great.
We're all learning about it.
Shout out to my boy David down in Texas and his son. Okay. OG domainers. I bought it off my friend David in a package deal, 13 domains that I bought for $25,000. So make of it what you will. That included things like stopsigns.com and I don't know, inside, outside, pop-up campers, primetime sports, American Direct.
Oh, right.
Vsuite.com, Better Care. Speaking of care, Better Care. Better Care is another one. I knocked that one out of the park too. And I don't remember the exact numbers, so I won't, you know, throw it out there, but it was a good number. I remember mid five figures like that. And so yeah, so it looks like that package probably paid off, you know, 5 to 10 fold already. Now I bought that in 2019, 5 years ago, September 2019, and 13 names for $25, so call it $2,000.
That's a 20x. Yeah.
That's how you do it. 20x, baby.
Look at the hold time, right? I mean, that's not an unusual hold time. You know, it takes, and that's what it takes. If you're talking, that goes back to what you said.
Yeah, I mean, that's a short hold time. I would say, you know, 5 or 10 years is what it takes.
Well, and that goes to the point where Shane was saying, like, you know, you're going to get, you know, you sometimes the best move is just to buy a name, wait for somebody to come because whoever was going to show up wanting it, they've already made up their mind. You don't have to convince them. They've already gone. They've already made the big hurdle and at least put them in a position to pay at least what they initially offer you and probably some more. But takes a while. You know, you got to be willing to have that patience and to be able to hold out that long. So congratulations. Good job. Yay. All right. So Ish gets the point. Who got the first point? Was that Drew? So Drew, Ish, what's your name that you got?
Recent sale. Actually, a big one for me, a .org.
Okay.
Nouns.org.
Nouns.org. Oh. Oh. Right.
Well, this is...
The election day.
Really? Nouns.org.
Nouns.org. You told me what you sold this for, so I can't participate, although I kind of
know, too, so...
Oh, I don't know.
Well, yeah. Let me think. It's a good,
you know,
I know. Cause we talked about it. Cause I was happy for him.
All right. Yeah. Well then, you want to just tell us what you paid and then pick another, do you have another name?
Well, at least let me guess.
Okay. Yeah. I can tell you a purchase.
Yeah. And let's talk about it. Cause it's a great. Hold up.
Let Drew guess. Cause here's the thing. Well, right now it's going to be Drew and Ish have a point. And
y'all are like, yo, little kid, you want a lollipop? Nah, just playing.
All right, fine. Go ahead, guess. You guess.
All right. Now
I guess I'm still be wrong, even though I think I know it.
Hey, do it like on the game show and talk your thoughts out as you put your price.
Yeah, since it's just you.
Yeah, why'd you only choose that, or why'd you choose that high?
Well, to be honest, the only thing that comes to mind is two things. I'm only going to mention one, and that's NounsDAO. And they're probably, you know, the absolute, well, number one, the best buyer, but also probably the most successful of all of the, let's say, decentralized. I mean, actually, they're probably the most decentralized project after Bitcoin. I mean, they probably are the single most decentralized project after Bitcoin. They're definitely the most decentralized of all the NFT projects. It's a very interesting framework. Some really smart people behind it. And it's a pretty dope. They created really some really interesting theoretical frameworks that I think are quite important for, you know, the go ahead on you know, the whole concept of a DAO, a decentralized autonomous organization, on the way their auctions work is interesting. The way the whole ecosystem works is super interesting. So that's immediately what came to mind. And if you sold it at 14, I think that's a good sale. But I think they also could have paid more. But it sounds like you sold it for a different price.
Yeah, I sold it for
$50,000.
Oh, damn.
Bang, let's go.
Yeah,
so Rick's on ish.
Yeah, you got all of it.
And what happened was they had the name listed for $98,000, whoever owned the name. And they reached out saying, we want to buy this name. And, you know, I kind of went back and forth, like, what is the most you pay for it? And they said, well, we'll pay this much. And I said, okay, you know what? I put an offer, which I can't reveal because of the nature of the sale. But it was like low five figures. And it got accepted. And I said, hey, listen, I can get this done for you for 50. He said, do you accept crypto? I said, of course. It helped that I own some nouns, NFTs back in the day. I showed him this 10 nouns I used to own. So we were able to relate on that level. He sent me USDC. I sent GoDaddy their wire. They released the name and I transferred it.
What do those go for these days? Because it's like the only NFT.
Nouns are about two to three Ethereum right now.
Oh, okay. I might have to cop one.
Oh,
just
man, are we about to get back into NFTs just like, you know, project? Are we about to collect again? Is that what's about to go down?
I still got my punk.
Which, it was a vibe when it was a vibe, you know what I mean?
Some apes and shit, but I always regretted not getting it now. And it was one of these things. It was exactly what I was talking about with you know, newbies coming to Bitcoin earlier. Was like, I actually learned about nouns when it like first launched. I can't remember who it was, but it was like somebody I know that was like friends with one of the dudes, and somebody told me about it, and I was like, oh, that's super interesting, but I didn't fully understand it, and things were just popping off on
it was expensive, you know, out of the gate, the first couple ones.
Yeah, and it was crazy. Yeah,
it's probably crazy. Alan Dunn. Because Alan Dunn was into that. It might have been Alan because we were.
Maybe.
Yeah, the floor price is 2.59 Ethereum.
Yeah. All right, man. Okay. Well, you guys are going to get back in. We're going to get back in the game.
Trauma. Collect
again.
Trauma.
Yeah, I always wanted it.
I miss it.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because it actually works like a DAO. Like now it actually works like a DAO. Like, I don't think any of the other DAOs actually work like a DAO.
There's a couple, but Nouns does. There's is, yeah.
Really? Because I don't think so.
I think there are a few, but anyway. But
oh yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm saying words, dude. I don't know. I'm just trying to keep it moving. The host's job. I'm saying, what are you fucking trying to fact check?
I agree with you.
I'm gonna have to come up with a couple. I'll do some research. I'm just saying, I see people posting about different DAOs on Twitter and things as if, hey, this DAO just did this.
Yeah, because people call themselves DAOs. It's just like, you know, I don't know. People with penises calling themselves a woman. It's just, it's not a thing. That's just not a thing. Just because you call yourself a DAO doesn't mean you're decentralized.
I mean, yes, I understand and I hear you, and that's an interesting metaphor, and we're going to keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. After the talk this morning about we should be more professional on the podcast. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, yo.
I mean, I don't know.
No, I think I'm with
you. Biology's professional.
It was. It was good. It's good work. All right. So here we go. Right now, I think what? Drew and Ish have a point each. So we need a tiebreaker. Shane, do you have another name from the list?
It's boring, but hold on. I got one. Okay. This one was a sale. And it's going to be numerics, which are old school. Not 3242.
Ooh.
3242.
All right. This is just Ish and Drew.
Yeah.
3242.
Yeah, we're in the 9999 club, bro.
Yo. 3242.com. Are we a .com?
.com.
Not a .e.
No. That was a sale or a purchase?
That's a sale, yeah.
Sounds like it was an auction platform sale, though. All right, $20,000, $3,242.
So, Drew, you think that four number numerics are down to that cheap?
I don't know. To be honest with you, I don't know what they're worth.
The only reason I said is I was surprised it went for this price. So it went for $9,009.
Oh, why?
Drew,
I mean, it's got fours in it. I thought that.
Yeah, that was like within like $2,000. That's awesome.
I thought that it's the first time I won in a long time, but I thought they'd go for like $4,000 or $5,000 unless it's got something real, you know, really special in it. Yeah. And this one's got a four in it, so that's why I
think they're repeating the 3-2-4-2 probably.
Yeah, 3-2 sounds like something that like something.
It's funny because I rarely ever see any of those names in a wild. Like people just sit on them. Like, what's the
store of value? It's not, that hasn't changed. In Chinese and Asian culture, still love the as collectibles. They're not as hot as they were obviously before, but it's still a store of value. A number letter letter.com and letter number number, they still crush it.
Yeah, pretty wild. So, all right, well, Drew, congratulations, Ish. Nice job, man. First time on the show, made it to the final round.
Mention.
Next time you get to win, get the hoodie. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm feeling that for you.
You know, we could just tell you you're going to get a hoodie. It's coming next year or 2 years anyway. So I'll just say hoodie's on the way.
I'll set up for a t-shirt. I'm just kidding.
For what it's worth, I hit up my guy with the print shop, and there's a rumor there might be, you know, some other swag coming that might be involved in a little 10 with Jen. You know, so there's just, you know, Sherpa Island.
Hold on. 10 with Jen has private swag? Like different swag?
There might be something coming. I don't know. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Wait. I'm confused.
I just got to decide what size to get to. Do I bump up to the extra large? Do I slim down to the large? Like, I got decisions now.
Hey, man. You know,
please give me a time frame so I know what to hit.
All that creatine, you know what I'm saying? It does its job. All right. Well, that's the domain game. Thank you, y'all, for playing, participating. Good stuff. We knocked out some good things. What was the the last? It was 3242.com was the last name. So I know for the list to give it to Billy, and that's what's up.
No, they didn't even notice that I put 3242. Not only as the
is that your price?
Price.
Oh, yeah. That's gangster.
Y'all didn't even notice.
Oh, man. Oh, that's gangster. Should have just gone 13242, and then you would have won ish. You know what I'm saying? What have been it?
I'm learning.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good.
He tried to lose and he couldn't. That's how good he is. He can't.
That is.
Lose.
That's 100%.
Media Options is the industry's leading domain broker, specializing in domain acquisitions, high value domain sales, and domain name consultation. As pioneers and thought leaders on the subject of the domain aftermarket and domain name value, plus through their clear domain acquisition service, Media Options offers startups and established corporations an unparalleled scope of high-value domain options, providing access to domain names and curation technologies not available elsewhere. Media Options believes in the power of a great domain name and is dedicated to helping you obtain yours. Call or email today to put a domain to work for you.
So, here's the deal. We got some names coming up. We're going to slide into segment three, which is Name Jack Gonna Jet. We've got about 15, 20 minutes, and then we got a boogie. But section sponsored by Name Jet, we're going to review a list of domains coming up for auction, see what the Sherpas like, what they don't like. You can go to domainsherpa.com. You can pull the Excel spreadsheet that'll have the list of domains, the Estabot appraisal, how many back orders as of the time that we recorded the show, when the back order end date is, to know when to get your back orders in. $69 back orders in order to be able to follow the auction. Otherwise, you'd be putting in a live bid in auction if you wait until it's in auction, although they're not private. So you do get to at least participate a little later if you missed the deadline. With some other info as well that's hopefully helpful. That is the goal. So, all right, well, let's go into, we're going to go into the list and we're going to give it to Ish first to talk about a couple of names. Got about 15 on the list. So we got about 5 to talk about before I shut you down. And move along to the next, but take one at a time and let us know what you think.
I like Aqua Farming to start with. I think that's a great name. Mm-hmm. It's definitely a big form of agriculture. it sounds pretty basic.
You talked about the farming name before Shane could, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I really do. I picked up a recent farming name that this is just more clear. I think I picked up PharmaX.com, really bullish in that name. Aqua Farming, I can see that just being sold. What am I supposed to do? Tell you what I think it should sell for?
Yeah. Well, just talk about like, so if you're trying to buy it, if you like it, right? So, okay, I like this name. What are you trying to buy it for on NameJet?
I would pay about $8,000 for that. I feel like that's an industry in itself. There's a lot of educational components around that, those keywords.
One quick thing I'm going to interject on, though, is aqua farming. I also like it. I'll talk about it, too. But the headline term is aquaculture.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what fish farm. Yeah.
That's fish true.
So aqua farming, it is a thing. People say aqua farming. It is a thing. But the real term is aquaculture.
Right. But it's big in Asia. It's big in Africa. It's a global thing, you know what I mean? So I mean, a lot of seafood is done with aqua farming. They have like seafood farms.
And, oh, yeah.
Even like greens and stuff like that. So a lot of equipment around that industry. I would pay $8,000 to $10,000 for that.
What do you think, Drew, Shane? What are you thinking?
The people that will pay the most for it are exactly what Drew said. It's called aquaculture. So it's not even the term that they use. The common person uses aqua farming. But yeah, I don't think you'll have to pay that to get it, to get that name. But I don't deny there's tons of money to be made in supplies, discussion, information, social media. And that will play well to that type of audience, right? So if you're trying to produce content, that's going to play better than aquaculture. If you're going to try and get the most money for the domain itself, culture would be better. But if you're trying to monetize a domain, farming is going to work great. It's going to work.
Drew, what are you paying for that name in an auction? Where are you tapping out?
I'm probably tapping out around 5 because the place I feel comfortable selling that name is the 25 to 50 range. And so I don't want to be much deeper than 5 probably is where I'm at.
But it's still somewhat in
the same.
Yeah.
Dope.
All right. Ish, what else you got, man? What else you like? Or don't like?
I like heartscience.com. I think it's a good play of words with cardiology, health related. I think that could be a healthcare related name, medical devices. Because it's such a high CPC industry, I can see that as a brandable. I can just picture Heart Science raises $110 million in Series A. Like, it just looks like a pose.
That is seem like a, that's definitely a headline.
Yeah,
I like that one. I think that's the type of name that, you know, if you're able to get a name like that sub $5,000, you do very well. I can see that being picked up for, I sold a name. It was NightGuard.com for $100,000, $100,001, and it reminds me of that. Yeah, so it's a really good name. I think
NightGuard, isn't that? I think that shit was that was one of the. I think the NightGuard was isn't that like a Peter NightGuard? I think it was one of the dudes involved in the COVID scandal.
Wait, didn't you say NightGuard?
No, it was NightGuard. NightGuard.com. It was bought by a company that manufactures 3D braces.
I'm sorry. NightGuard is what you're saying, right?
Like thinking of NightGuard. He's thinking of Peter NightGuard. I know Peter NightGuard.
Yeah.
The perv. Yeah, but
you're talking about like overnight, like
the
NightGuard. That's a dope name, man. I like. How much you pay for that? How much did you pay for it?
NightGuard, we purchased for about $30,000 and sold for $100,000.
Okay, wow. All right.
Oh yeah,
that was a while ago. Dude.
Yeah, perv. Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. Yeah,
now I'm gonna be like, is this-
so yeah, Heart Science. I think was, I think Heart Science should be about. If I can pick it up for $5,000, I'll be a winner.
Yeah, no, I'm totally with it. You know, like the perv. That's where we are now. All right. Yeah. So
no, look up Peter Nygaard. He stole one of my girlfriends from me. True story.
You play it.
Canadian billionaire. I had this pretty girl named Mimi back in 2005, and she was like, "I'm going with Peter Nygaard. He has a private jet and he has an island in the Bahamas." And you know, I'm too big to cry, but it kind of hurt.
Yeah,
and it was left with him. Yeah, and he used to take all the pretty black girls in L.A. and do Sunday pamper parties. And if you Google Peter Nygaard, you see him. He got convicted for sexual assault and all kind of crazy stuff.
Yeah, hey, man.
Yeah, all kinds of shit.
Bad things like happen to bad icon. People sometimes, man. It's nice. Damn, you know?
Drew, did you Wikipedia or something? How'd you go deep like that?
What's crazy is Ish knows him.
Who
makes the reference?
Yeah, well, he was a terrorist in L.A. He stole everybody's.
Well, he started talking about the name. I pull up a name and Ish says he stole my girl. I mean, come on.
That's crazy.
Yeah, this is like 20 years ago.
That's wild.
I just remembered that name, Nygaard. I was like, Nygaard. I remember the name Nygaard. I remember the name Peter.
He was sentenced to 11 years.
Bad association.
He's an 83-year-old serving. He can get out when he's 94.
You're going to pull out the guy that pushed me off the teeter-totter in third grade? Because I want to go there.
Yo, off of some random domain reference. That's wild, dude. Well, hey, man, you know.
Sorry that happened.
Yeah, that is wild.
Sorry that happened.
That's crazy. All right. Give us one more and we'll keep it moving.
Okay, let's go with sportstherapy.com. Okay. You know, an industry.
That shit was not on my bingo card for sure. Like,
no, that's what I'm saying. Peter Nygaard stole my girl.
Peter Nygaard, he's like, that child molester dude, he stole my girlfriend. It's like, what? That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah, and true story. That's life, man. You know,
that's wild.
She was for the strength. Yeah.
Something tells me you got the better end of that stick.
Yeah, dude. He dodged the bullet, man, for real.
Yeah, sportstherapy.com is a great one. Clearly very self-descriptive. Great amount of potential prospects or end users. An industry in itself. Very self-descriptive. I think sports therapy should, if you can pick that up for about, I'll pick that up for about $6,000. I'll be super happy. Mm-hmm. I can see that selling for about $60,000 to $100,000.
All right. I'm with it, man. I dig that name too. All right. Drew, Shane, who wants to take the list now?
Go for it, Shane.
I'll go. Some of these hit my wheelhouse. Like the heart science, I was working with a company that was an AI radiology that specializes in heart radiology. And we were trying to find a name from them. And the cardia heart science area is very expensive and very taken. There's a lot of, they would have died to have this name. If this name would have come up, 50,000-100,000 would have been taken easy because that's what they specialize in. It would have really, really nailed it. They went with a cardia type name to go, but, yeah, that's a great name. I'm in sports therapy. I run a mission for orthopedic surgery and sports medicine. And sports therapy is huge. Matter of fact, there's lots of sports therapy opening up because they can get the insurance money if it's a true injury, and it's athletics and it's young kids. Everybody who is active gets hurt, so there's plenty of money. It's pretty broad. So it may not be as much value to a local sports therapy company, but it's still a great. For my catalog, Plunk is the kind of name I add all day. Mm-hmm. It's just a simple open vessel, can be anything.
That was my go-to, man. That was the one I love on this list.
I will take that shit all day. And that's the one where I put too high a number because the numbers I can get for them are all over the board. So
sure. Yeah.
Yeah, and
I just realized I misspoke on Nygaard. I'm looking it up right now. I bought that for $100,001 and sold it for $200,000.
Damn.
Yeah,
that's bold. Yeah, but the kid who bought it for me is like this super wealthy kid from Irvine. He owns a company called Stingray. He's done very well. My NFC buddy. And he wanted that name. He was obsessed with it. And he was like, okay. So I remember paying for that at the auction. I was freaking out like, oh my God, what if this guy doesn't pay me? I'm going to be assed out.
Yeah.
Solid.
Those are those night guards. I know that, you know, keep people from grinding their teeth, that kind of stuff.
Yep. That's what they do.
I'll wear one.
I actually bought it from nightguards.com.
I
agree about Plunk, man. I mean, that's one of those names that's like, you can, you know, what do you think that goes for a name, Jet? You think that's like a $7,000 name?
I think there's a lot of people like Drew and I on that one. And it's, yeah, I think it goes for 5 to 7 to 8.
I mean, normally, it's such a dope,
yeah.
Sell it for 200. I mean,
less than 10, more than 5, yeah.
Yeah.
I buy names like that all the time, and I overpay because it doesn't, like, they're like, who's your audience? I'm like, everybody. That's why I paid everybody so much.
I mean, that shit could be a mobile phone company. That's Plunk.
And it's Plunk is, like, for me is like I don't know, it's like making money. Plunk. I want to hear that, like, gold coin hitting hit the bottom of the bucket. Yeah. Plunk. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I feel Plunk. You.
I love that shit. Plunk.com is literally one of my favorite names I've seen come across names yet in a minute. Like,
yeah, that's the same with me. To me, that's a oneword.com. Like, you know, they're not going to call it that, but it still is, because it's it's a beautiful, and I guess officially it is a one word. The other one that's you're going to kill it with is seniors.org. Like, that's that category. If you have the right, whether you're selling senior living, like, you could crush it with that name. And org gives it so much authority and history, and it really. Mm-hmm. You know, and again, I won't get too off on a tangent, but, you know, I was trying to tell somebody the value of a really good domain name. And I was saying, you want to know the value of the domain name? You answer my email and you don't even know who I am, because this email was such a good oneword.com. And he's like, that is true. I answered you, because I emailed him with botany.com. I'm Bill Not Botany. And he answered it. He would never answer it if it was joeschmoesplants.net. I guarantee he wouldn't. And same with the social media handles. When I comment in the social media handles with the .com and this matching short media handle, immediately they comment where they never would. So that the power of all this will show when it comes to reactions and response rates and all that. There's just way more than we can ever talk about as to why they're good. But anyway, seniors.org, you put that in your email and you're like, is that the government emailing me? Is that an old company? Like, you just assume the other side of that is some dude that knows what he's doing. Or woman. You know?
I mean, yo, you couldn't have said that better. And I agree. I mean, that's a really nice match of left and right of the dot. And, you know, the .org on that particular, like, you know.
Fun fact, you know, Paige Howe, another friend of Domain Sherpa, and just an all-around great guy. Paige Howe's big come up in the domain space was selling seniors.com. And I think he sold it for like $2 million, I think. It was either $1 million or $2 million. I think it was $2 million. But it was, you know, this was back to 2005, I want to say, six, you know, early days when there was not a lot of seven-figure domain sales happening. And Paige popped off seniors.com for a seven-figure sale, and rest is history.
Yeah. Well, if anybody deserves a big sale, it's Paige, man. He puts in the work and the smiles, right? Like,
he sure does.
He always keeps it coming. So,
another dude that brings positivity.
He does. Yeah, man.
I love a bad day, call him. Paige has been a real big brother to me in the space. Last year, when I launched Domain Expo, Paige was one of the most supportive people. He moderated like half of the sessions. Unfortunately, he won't be there next month when we have the second edition in Vegas. But Paige, man, if you're listening, I love you, man. Great guy. Just
great guy.
Overall, just awesome human being, open-minded, and very humble for the level of success he's had in domain. And Paige is a degen, man. He's playing with the meme coins.
Now. Oh, now Paige is like a hardcore degen.
Right.
Paige was maybe one of the first domain degens. Paige was degenning on domains when nobody even knew how to degen on a domain.
Yeah. He's in areas I didn't know there were areas, right? Like, I didn't even 100%. Know space out the fence where he's playing. So
I remember one of the first domain conferences I ever went to. So this is probably 2009, something like that. Probably nine. And I remember I met Paige. And Paige is telling me, I don't remember how many domains he had at the time, but it was a lot. It was like 50,000 or something. And I was like, damn, like, what are, you know, talking to him, like, how'd you do that? You know, I didn't know shit back then. So I'm asking him all these questions. And I was like, you know, actually, how do you even come up with these names? And he's like, I remember I was like, you know, it was kind of an aha moment for me. But he was like, yeah, you know, one of my favorite things to do is just go into Best Buy and walk around Best Buy and like literally every single product I see, I just like check if the domain is available. And I was like, wow, that's a great idea. And then I literally, from that point forward, I literally just started like every conversation I have with anybody, anything I read, anything I heard, I just put a .com on it and went check if it was available. Either to register, you know, register or buy for a good price. But shout out Paige.
Oh, dude, huge shout out, man.
And shout out, what's Paige's daughter's name?
I should know. I love the energy and
shout out Paige's daughter.
Shout out Paige's daughter. That's what's up.
That's it.
CPF. No, CFP. No, CFD.
CFD, correct.
I don't know.
CFD, right? Something fashion and design.
What's clothing, fashion, and design.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. That's it.
Or
Julie, my name is Julie. Julia.
Julie. That's it. Julie. That's
shout
it.
Out Julie. To Julie.
Julie well from the Chicago.
Shout
Fire
out
Department.
Julie.
She what?
I always called it. I thought it was Chicago Fire Department when I saw CFD.
Well, it could be. You know. Yeah. So they could. Yeah. They could repurpose.
Okay, let me
it.
Go one. I'll go one more. I like YPR, but at NameJet, I just feel like it's going to get renewed right before I bid on it.
Yeah,
so
it's
I
possible.
Always, yeah, they don't.
Hope
they don't.
Springs eternal, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I, I do like it, but I don't put any energy into until it hits the auction side, and then I start putting energy in it.
I feel you. No, that's the
on those. But
all right, Drew, why don't you bring us home, man? Talk about two or three, then we'll run through grand closing, and then we got to roll.
Yeah, I mean, on this list, I'm pretty much all in on Plunk. I love YPR. YPR is
Plunkadelic.
Good. You know, YPR, it's a little close to YPO, you know, the Young Presidents Organization. But YPR is a great one. You know, it's PR. It's like public relations, like young public relations. Y. Anything starts with Y. Not that there's like a ton of things, but, you know, could be yellow, could be, you know, a whole bunch of stuff. Yuri.
Your public relations. Yeah.
Young youth, you know, young town, Pennsylvania. Who knows? Anyways, those are the ones I really like. But seniors.org is a banger. I kind of like Car Broker too. You know, I feel like there's a lot of new, let's say, curated car marketplaces, auctions, etc. I don't know if y'all are into cars, but you got this one chick. I think she's the number one influencer in the car world called Supercar Blondie. And she's got a new website called sbx.cars, I think is her thing. I think it's sbx.cars or sbx.auction or something like that. But she's got a new curated auction for, you know, she's only doing like 3 to 5 cars at a time, but these are like the illest of the illest of the illest cars that exist in the world. I go there every day and think, damn, I just want to buy that car.
I know, you send me the links.
Yeah, it's just hot. Just some fire. Just absolute fire cars on there.
You got,
anyways,
you got a spot for one car. You got a spot in the garage. I saw it. You got one spot.
Yeah, no. I mean, look, you know.
A spot there. I'm like, yo, I can easily set him up out here. Just, you know.
Yeah, we're making some moves. We're making some moves.
Post up. I'm going to be driving. Like, I'm going to have a fleet out here and be ready for whenever Drew comes stateside.
Yeah, but, you know, just. You know, you gotta be patient. You know what I'm saying? Everything
just
has
93,
a time.
Man. So it's like,
well, everything has a time and a place. You know what I'm saying? But yeah.
All right.
So put a little bling bling in the thing thing.
Put a little bling bling in your thing thing. What else you like? Any others before we wrap this up? That we haven't already talked about.
Yeah, I mean, the ones I highlighted were the Aqua Farming. We talked about that. Car Broker is kind of like a little punt. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to put a lot of money into it, but like, you know, for 500, maybe a grand, I buy Car Broker and I think you sell that for 10 to 25. Heart Science is a banger, but it's probably going to go for more than I want to spend. Plunk is the one I really want. Seniors.org.
We want the Plunk. We want
sports therapy also. Those are the ones. So, yeah, I think we covered all the ones I like.
And healthy travel, I think we had last week, maybe, or maybe.
Possible, man. I might throw it on a list.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's really nothing on the list this week that I wouldn't want to own. You know,
it's really funny. When we do like 2 weeks in a row, it's like the list starts getting a little, you know, kind of thinned out. But then when we don't do a Sherpa review, like last week, we do a rabbit hole or whatever. And it's like, all of a sudden, you know, the list starts to populate a little bit better because we've got, you know.
Yeah. Even like the weakest name on the list for me is like probably either AUCY, Aussie. Mm-hmm. But it's still a four letter, right? It's still decent four letter.
Unpronounceable.
Arguably pronounceable. You know, you got hypnosis therapy, but that's still a thing. That's a good domain. So
I wouldn't want the G.net. I don't ever know what to do with those.
I like Minneapolis.net.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you, but you know,
Uruguay, look, though. Uruguay's fire, though.
Yeah, but I still mess with, you know what I mean? Like, I'll still buy a geo.net when I see it.
You're like, I still fuck with geonets, you know.
Geo.net.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know what I mean? I can't
every time I try and get out.
It's like the high school, it's like your high school sweetheart that you don't mess with no more, but you come home from college, you're like, you know.
It's like the girl from Irvine. You think you like give her and all of a sudden she leaves with a pervert.
But still mess with.
So which one is your favorite in the whole list? I think for me personally speaking, you guys like Plunk. I think seniors.org on second thought is just
it's a banger, an absolute banger.
Yeah, I'll take either one of those if somebody's giving them to me.
Yep, but those are the two best names in the list.
Yep.
All right. Well, Plunk is dope, so it's like, you know, Plunky Town. Daft Plunk,
move a little AKA money now. Now Drew
reminds me of your recent sale, money. Shane. Clunk reminds me of your cluck. Recent sale. Clunk?
Cluck, like a chicken.
Cluck. Oh, cluck, yeah. Yeah, that was a great
30.
Sale.
Yeah. And I got some more of those exact type words. Like, those words are just several hundred thousand dollars and just got to wait for the right buyer. They're beautiful. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. I just wish it was, again, we talk about this all the time. You could have that name for $1,000, you know, 5-7 years ago. People weren't all over those like they are now.
Yeah. Well, it is what it is. All right. Well, look, that's what's up. That's NameJet and a Jet. Shout out to NameJet and appreciate you guys running through that list.
I think Plunk should be like a marketplace. It should be like a marketplace where people can plunk down the Bitcoin and get hot shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, like a purely ego-driven, absolutely ridiculous, like just whatever kind of baller shit that you could just like wild out on. That should be what Plunk.com
buy with
is.
Your crypto gains.
I like it. Just that's it. Plunk, plunk,
plunk.
Oh, every time
that shit on Plunk.
When you hit buy plunk. Now, when you hit buy now, you makes can, the noise. It makes that sound like if I drop noise. A gold coin into a pile of gold coins. Plunk.
All right. Well, that's what's up. All right. Grand closing. Last but not least, let's run through the, we'll start with you, Shane. We'll kind of see what, anything you guys want to mention that we haven't already talked about. We'll close out with, Ish, talk a little bit about Dubai. Yeah,
I think this will probably show after, but Josh.co and our friend Josh Reason, we're doing a weekly spaces on Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. We're going to try and do it regularly. We got Joe Styler on this tomorrow or what?
Nice.
Wednesday. And we're going to talk a little bit about domain education and building out Seesaw. And we're just having some fun with it. Like, what are we doing with domain names? How are we buying domain names? Like, just doing what Ish is doing a great job on Saturdays. I'll let him talk about that. But, you know, we see what Ish is doing. Josh brings a lot. You know, Josh is a great conversationalist. I think he gets overlooked as one of the best guys in the space, not just because he has a British accent, but just because he's really well-rounded as a builder, as a domain investor, as a family guy. Like, he's got it together, just the whole package. So putting him on the stage, and he deserves more airtime, so that's what we're going to get. And we're going to try and keep that up on Wednesdays. And of course, DSAD, looking at those lists every day, 15 straight years. You want consistency? That probably shows it. 15 years of putting a list out every day.
No days off, baby. You know, so Love it, man. Good stuff. Good stuff. All right, cool. Well, so everybody check that out. This the show will air after the Wednesday, but going forward, it'll let people know what's up. So, you know, get familiar. All right, Drew, what about you?
I just hoping to recover quickly from here.
He's got that.
That's all I got.
That's what's on the schedule, is getting better.
Getting better. But, it's like big time blocks sort of set aside.
This was great. I was looking forward to it, and I'm glad I could do it. Glad Ish could do it, and Shane, and yeah, I mean, all good. I'm just I'm excited. I think we got a pretty good year ahead of us.
Hey man, I'm with it. Let's get it. Knock on wood. And then, all right, Ish, talk to us, man. I know you're a busy man with lots going on. What you want to talk about?
Yeah, every Saturday on Twitter at 10 a.m. PST, 1 p.m. EST, I host a Spaces called The Future of Domain Names. And we've had Drew, we've had Shane. JT, you got to join us. Right. And it's pretty informal. We just kick back and talk domains. And then I'm excited about my upcoming conference, the second edition, Domaina Expo. So go to domainaexpo.com. Still waiting on Shane to confirm if he'll be a speaker. In the future, hopefully Drew will join us, like NamesCon. But, you know, Domaina Expo is a labor of love for me. Last year, we had 100 people. We'll probably have about 100 to 150 this year, how it's shaping up. And it's a good caliber of people. We talk domains and we network. We had VeriSign out last year, Pages out last year. So we just bring innovators and investors together.
Well, tell them where it is. I said, Bob, but it's Vegas, right?
Yeah, it's in Las Vegas, the address. I decided to do it outside of the Strip. So it's 2 minutes away from the Strip in a beautiful space called Industrial Event Center. Really, really nice decor. I don't have to deal with the union and all that mafia shit when you use the ballrooms in these hotels.
Yeah.
So I'm all about that user experience. And then we're going to kick it off the evening of December 5th at a gallery, kind of like a meet and greet. And then I have a full intensive day of domain talk and networking on December 6th. So yeah, looking forward to that. And then hopefully we'll.
And where do they go? Domainerexpo.com?
Yeah, domainerexpo.com. I think it was Rich Fuss goes, what is a domainer?
We'll put the link on the in the show notes and all that good stuff. So everybody should definitely make sure they check that out if you're gonna be able to
come
attend
out of
that.
Vegas, have a good time. Let's wrap up the year. We all need write-offs and we need some network.
There so, you go.
Domainerexpo.com.
Let's go. So all right, well, that's what's good, man. Well, look, thank you so much for being on the show. I would love to see you on here on somewhat of a regular basis. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to load up anybody's calendar too much, but you're absolutely welcome to come back, and I'll let you vibe for a little bit before I start bugging you again. That's kind of how it works. And it's all good, man. I appreciate you jumping on.
I loved it. It was fun. Definitely bucket list stuff for me. I feel like just got an extra stripe on my domainer jacket. Out with the big dogs and survive.
Get the pin,
yeah, I love
you know
it.
What I'm saying?
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, no, I appreciate those kind words, and it means a lot to us too, you know, your support and all that. But more importantly, everything you're doing in the space, because you know, it takes a village, and it is the idea of just trying to grow the pie and rising tide lifting other boats, and that's a lot of what you do, and it's awesome stuff, man. So it's much appreciated, dude.
Yeah, man, I wasn't blowing smoke at all. I really am big respect for your growth and your come up in the space and the success you're having, and I love to see it, and I legit love to see it, and appreciate you.
Yeah, it means the world coming from you guys. Thank you so much. I'm home.
That's what's good, man. And Shane, thank you as always, dude. And to the audience, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Oh, yeah, yeah. And thank you, Kiwi.
He's been hanging out.
Oh, shout out, Kiwi.
Shout out, Kiwi. Wait, hit us with Kiwi's, what's Kiwi's catchphrase?
Kiwi.
Let's go. Anyway,
29 years old. Let me just say it. Birds, people don't realize when they get him a call, that fucker's going to live 70 to 100 years. So when you get one, they don't like they. You have to find another family member to leave it to. So evidently, I'm on that list. So I'm getting to know him.
That's it, man. You gotta be, right now, it's like Shane and Kiwi's Adventures. You know what I mean? This like the trip down. They were like Bonnie and Clyde doing some gangster shit on the ride down to Florida.
You think you made it, Drew, but you ain't made it till you got a macaw for 70 years.
I've always wanted one of those, you know, the gray macaw with the, it's like gray and blue.
Yeah.
Fire. They look,
you know where you can get one of them? Plunk.com.
Only exotic birds.
There's an exotic
everything.
I wanted to talk about this. We won't let this go too long, but my dad and his friend bought turtles when they were like 5 or 6 years old. Those turtles are 75 plus years old. There's six of them. They still got them. They still run. It's the craziest thing. They like come to you like a dog when you feed them. And turtles do not die of old age. There's never been a turtle that dies of old age. Those things can live hundreds and hundreds.
Yeah.
I feel really bad about the turtle I had that died because I didn't take good enough care of it.
You killed it. If you had a turtle that died.
Oh, that's terrible. That hurts my heart, man. I had a turtle that, and I grew up on a lake, right? So we had a turtle one time that I found outside and I brought it inside. And I used to just let him roam, right? He was probably pissing in the house and stuff. I didn't even realize. Like, I used to just let him roam around the upstairs and I would just find him in random places. Never thought like, oh, he needs water. Like, he had it in the box, but he never ended up in the box. You know what I'm saying? Because he would just be like out and about. So then the turtle died, unfortunately. Rest in peace to the turtle. And so I went out to the lake and I gave him a proper toss into the water because I'm like, yo, we're going to do Viking style, you know? And then threw him out in like the middle of the lake. I come back the next day, the turtle's washed up on shore. For a second, I'm like, yo, is he back? But he just washed up. So
it's like Pet Cemetery.
It was really, it was kind of crazy. It was like a reminder of how terrible of a pet owner I was. So rest in peace to the turtle, man.
I had a pet snapping turtle, and then my neighbor down
sounds
the street,
like a, that sounds like a
meat broke in my house and stole my damn turtle. Dude stole my damn turtle.
Wait, what? Wait, hold on.
I saw it
what
at his saying? House, and I was like, yo, that's my turtle. He's like, nah, I seen your turtle. I was like, yo, that's my fucking turtle, dog. Anyways. That didn't end real well. But I remember, it's funny, I never thought about how old turtles can get, but I remember on my honeymoon, my wife and I went to Moustique. It's it's a private island, actually, in St. Vincent Grenadines down there. And they got these big land tortoises, and these things are huge. And I remember they're telling us that, like, these things are all 400 plus years old.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah,
so wait, Ish, what were you saying?
I'm saying the story about your turtle sounds like the story of Peanut.
Yes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
$1 billion meme coin. So
I know, we should find. I don't even remember my turtle's
Peanut.
Name.
We are all Peanut. We are all Peanut.
We stand with Peanut.
I'd be willing to let Kiwi get to $1 billion meme coin if anybody would like to launch it. I'd just like a little piece.
Yeah, we could do it on Kiwi.co.
Yeah, Kiwi.co, a new meme coin.
We probably have to kill Kiwi to get the empathy. You know what I mean? You got to
not
you
gotta I,
get the punk. Somebody's got to die.
Sorry, Kiwi. You start the thing and it pumps and then it drops and then you're like, yo, we got to get this going again. We need to make it, you know, Kiwi, unfortunately, you know, it's not I, Kiwi. It's Kiwi. Oh man,
funny.
You know what?
It's fun to be alive. You know, it's funny because like there's so much people talk about crypto, stocks, and real estate, and very few people outside of the domain echo chamber say domain names. And I've been running these polls asking which is a better investment. If you had $1 million, would you invest in domains or real estate? And surprisingly, maybe because of my echo chamber, a lot of people are picking premium domain names, but I think it's a valid point because, you know, they all have their pros and cons, but this is becoming an emerging asset class that should be in that conversation for sure.
Oh yeah.
You know what the biggest pro is on $1 million house in, let's say, you know, New York or California, your income tax is 20 grand a year.
Property tax.
Yeah, property tax. 25 grand a year. On $1 million domain name, 895.
That's it, man. The taxes, you know, the taxes will get you. But yeah, man. Well, look, you know us. We're always going to preach the gospel of digital real estate. And without a doubt, I mean, it's done well for us. We've done well with it. But it's not easy. You got to, you know, to kind of go back to what we said. You got to keep showing up. You got to try to learn the lessons you can from the people willing to teach you. And surround yourself with good folks, you know, take some calculated risk and enjoy the ride. But that's what it is. All right, y'all. Well, listen, I want to say thank you to the audience. First of all, you know, appreciate y'all tuning in. As we say on every show, without you, there is no us. So hopefully y'all enjoyed this one. If you did not like it or you had a problem with it, just hit us online, ask for a refund for what you paid. We'll get that right to you. You feel me? but otherwise, we will see everybody next time here on Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Peace out, y'all. We'll see you soon.
All right. Thanks, guys. Bye.